The Gospel of Luke is famous for its telling of the Christmas story, which we all know and love. The Annunciation by Gabriel to Mary that she's going to have a baby, the journey to Bethlehem, the no room in the inn, the birth of the baby and placing him in the manger, and the angels and shepherds. We all know and love that story. But curiously enough, Luke does not start his gospel with that story. Instead, he starts his gospel with another birth story, the story of the birth of John the Baptist. This story begins with a childless couple named Elizabeth and Zechariah. They are a righteous couple. They pray faithfully and do all their religious tasks. Elizabeth is from the family of Aaron, and Zechariah is a Levite from the tribe of Levi. They come from a small town in Judea, and they are childless. They have tried for many years to have children, but they have not been successful, and they have prayed to God constantly for a child. Now they are getting old, and they are beginning to wonder if they will ever have children. Now, as a Levite, Zechariah goes with the other men in his village to the temple in Jerusalem once about every 5 years, when it's their village's turn to offer incense in the sanctuary in the temple. 5 or 6 of them will go, but only one of them is chosen by lot to actually enter the temple and go into the sanctuary to offer the incense, into the holy place. So they go to Jerusalem, and on this particular day, Zechariah is chosen by lot to offer the incense. He's never done this before, so he takes the censer with the hot coals and the incense, like he's been taught, and he starts up the stairs to go into the sanctuary. His knees are trembling because he's in such awe of entering into the temple, where it's the house of God and the holiest of all the holy places. He goes into the sanctuary and he starts sensing and burning the incense like he's supposed to, when at the right side of the altar of incense, he sees an angel, and he's terrified. He's frightened to death. No one else has ever seen an angel there. Why him? He says to himself. And the angel says to him, Zechariah, don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will name him John, and he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And in the spirit of Elijah, he will turn the hearts of the people to God. Zechariah is skeptical. He's not sure about this. He says, how can this be? I'm an old man, and my wife is getting on in years. And the angel says, because you did not believe, Zechariah, you will become mute until the child is born. So, outside the temple, the people were waiting for him to come out, and they were wondering why it took him so long. What's going on? And when he comes out, he's unable to speak, and all he can do is motion with his hands, and the people realize that something has happened in there, and that he has seen a vision of God. So he goes home. He is still unable to speak for the entire 9 months. And eventually, Elizabeth does conceive. She's pregnant for 9 months, and the child is born. It's a boy. So as their custom of the people is, they bring the child to the rabbi to have the child circumcised and named. And the rabbi takes the child, and he's going to name him Zechariah after the father, because that's the custom and the normal name that you would give the child. But Elizabeth speaks up and says, no, that's not his name. His name is going to be John. And the rabbi, of course, wants confirmation from a man, not just from a woman. So he turns to John and says, "What's the name of the child?" And John turns to Zechariah, excuse me. He turns to Zechariah and says, "What is the name of the child?" Zechariah takes a writing tablet and he writes on the tablet, "His name is John." And at that moment, his tongue is freed and his mouth is opened and he's able to speak, and he sings the song of Zechariah that we said earlier today. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you shall go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give the people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." And the child, John, became John the Baptist. He grew up and went out into the wilderness to prepare the way for Jesus. I remember learning that Katie was pregnant so many years ago, and I was overjoyed, but I was also unsure about this, and I spent a lot of those 9 months sort of daydreaming. I think I needed 9 months to get ready for the idea that I was going to be a father. Of course, Katie had to do all the hard work. But I still needed time for preparation to be a father. God sent the angel Gabriel to Zechariah to prepare Zechariah for the birth of a son. And when that didn't work, he silenced him and shut his mouth for 9 months so that he could have time to prepare himself. Maybe Zechariah needed some time for reflection, some time for discernment. Silence is an important way for us to prepare ourselves for what's coming. Zechariah's son John grew up. He became John the Baptist. He went out in the wilderness. He was preaching repentance, telling the people about the coming of God, and he was preparing the way for Jesus to come. And Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized, and that was the beginning of his ministry. What John the Baptist did was to prepare the people. I guess the people of Israel themselves needed a little preparation before Jesus was to come. It seems like this is the way God works. God doesn't just throw things at us without any preparation, but he gives us some way to prepare before things happen to us. Think about the way you came to faith. It didn't just happen out of the blue, but God sent someone to you to prepare you for that. God gave you role models and teachers. God gave you experiences that led you to become a person of faith. God always prepares us for new things that are coming to us. Sometimes it's not so comfortable. Sometimes it may require a period of silence. But in some way, God will prepare us. Advent is a season of preparation. We think of preparing ourselves for Christmas. And we think about preparing ourselves for whatever it is that's going to come in our lives. So I wonder what new thing God is doing in your life, and I wonder how God is preparing you right now for the new thing that's going to happen. Amen.